Let's get the latest on what happened last night. Mid Plains Community College Board of Governors meeting into our plan for the month of March. Mr. Ryan Purney, Mid Plains Community College President. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm great, Rich. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, sir. Doing good. Kind of a light agenda, if I'm not mistaken on that for last night, wasn't it?
You're correct. It was kind of a light agenda, which is okay once in a while. So last night we kicked it off and had obviously Reese Haley from North Platte, women's basketball and student trustee. Give just a quick update. I mean, not a lot going on in North Platte. Men's women's basketball is done. We do have men's golf that is going on this spring. Rodeo, obviously they still have some rodeos coming up, but we're past the halfway point. Spring break was last week, and so we'll have some honors. Hard to say that. Honors convocations will be coming up in the next about 30 days, both North Platte and McCook, and before we know it, the summer will be here, so it's going quick. But I had Reese give that update. Obviously, Gracie involved with the McCook softball team, who's having a phenomenal start to their season, so continuing to watch them and excited for what's ahead for the softball team there in McCook. We did bring the women's basketball team from North Platte to the board meeting just to have a chance to introduce them and congratulate them on a good season. So they were 18-12. They did win the Division II Region 9 tournament for the fourth time in the past six seasons, and Jeff Thurman also got his 100th career win. So great to have that opportunity to have them meet with the board, and we'll probably do something similar when we get down to McCook in April. I know we had several postseason awards for men's women's basketball, so we'll have some opportunities for the students in McCook to have that same opportunity with the board in next month.
Just a couple of action items, and really just one. I mean, approval of the bills for February. Other than that, one to discuss.
Yeah, so we've been working with Dundee County Hospital for about 3 years. I actually wrote a USDA grant to get some distance learning equipment in that area. So as we continue to look at our 20,500 square mile service area, where are there holes? Where can we do better at providing opportunities? And obviously Dundee County is one of those spots that's just far enough away that can create some challenges for transportation to campuses. And so we've been working with the hospital there, and they got a challenge grant and said that if we could somehow hit about 50,000 number, they think they had enough to renovate that building. And so we'll work with them on that, what that lease arrangement looks like, kind of like a prepaid lease that will be there for a certain amount of time, guaranteed, as part of our contribution. But just an opportunity for students to go to Benkelman to take classes either in person or online or a DL option. So, again, just kind of creating an attendance center that we can help serve a population that's kind of underserved from as far as where our campuses are located. So the board's been with us along the way, and this is kind of what we'd hoped when we started the conversation. And then we took a couple ideas and looked at some other opportunities and then came back to this one. So we think it's the best fit for all involved.
You had a couple of reports as well?
Yep. So we have a program scorecard that we've developed probably 6 or 7 years ago. And so it's just a way for us to look at the thresholds that the Coordinating Commission uses when they are evaluating programs, but allows us to do it on an annual basis. And so it looks at number of student credit hours per full-time equivalent faculty member, number of awards being granted to students, and then the cost per program. And so, you know, we have kind of a yellow, red, and green legend, I guess, if you will. We know the technical programs and the cost side is going to most likely be in the red, especially when you get into nursing, building, construction, diesel, because one large piece of equipment can cost, you know, five and sometimes six figures. So we know that, but knowing that we're the only institute of higher education in the 18-county service area, we just know that's mission critical that we continue those programs. And so we just kind of just have to absorb that. But then looking at, you know, graduates across the board, most of the programs are at or near the thresholds that they want of 10 graduates per year, and that could be a degree, diploma, or certificate. So we're doing well there. And then there's a couple of areas where we just have lower student credit hours per full-time equivalent. Sometimes that's just because of curriculum changes or they have so many classes that are taking in other disciplines that do qualify for those associate's degrees. So it just gives us a good lens to look through and see if there are some anomalies out there that we know, or if there's something that really needs some attention. Is whether it be to retract it, change some offerings, or provide some additional resources. So great opportunity for the board just to see where we're at with all of our programs, and allows us then to explore what we need to do to make improvements.
Anything else in your cabinet reports?
Our nursing program, so as I mentioned a couple times, that we had a phenomenal year last year. with 100% pass rates for our LPNs and our ADNs. And so the American Technical Education Association has honored the nursing program with their National Program of the Year award that they'll receive in Wichita here next month. And then also received word that from the Nebraska Department of Education that they've been awarded the Nebraska Post-Secondary Education Career and Tech Program of the Year award. So I'm pretty excited that the nursing program, with all their hard work of the last couple of years, is being recognized for the fruits of their labor. So congratulations to the nursing program and the nursing students who were able to pass their tests and you know, provide some healthcare workers for our region.
All right. Anything else there?
You know, I just mentioned real quick to the board last night, Washington legislation, not a lot going on this session. It's been pretty quiet for community colleges. LB 1329 is the Nebraska Career Scholarship, and so we just asked for some changes, working with Senator Merman very closely with the Education Committee. Obviously, he represents Red Willow County. Very receptive to our request, actually let us write the draft legislation to amend the existing statute, and so it was everything we needed. It got an Education Committee priority. We did, because we know as you get close to the end of the session, they're looking for avenues to get other bills across the finish line. So there were six or seven bills that were amended onto it. I was a little nervous with a couple of them that they might be a little too controversial to get the thing to move, but it did pass on general file yesterday, so we're moving to select file. So we're in a pretty good trajectory to get that done in the next 10 days.
And that pretty much was it. Now, next meeting for next month, again, it's going to be right here in McCook, isn't it?
It is. So, yep, we'll be down there on April 17th there in McCook, and then we'll be in Valentine in May. We'll take June off. We'll be back in McCook in July. So you'll see us a couple times in the next 3 or 4 months.
Daniel there with you this morning?
I am.
Yes, sir. Anything in your as far as with you, Daniel, from this morning?
Registration is open for summer and fall classes at Mid Plains Community College. It's recommended that those interested in registering make an appointment with an advisor by calling 308-345-8101. Scholarships, grants, and loans are available to those who qualify. For more information, you can visit our website at mpcc.edu.